USA Radio News.
Former Vice President Mike Pence is willing to testify if the January 6th committee were to present a formal invitation to him.
With regard to my part, as I've said, I'm disappointed with the partisan nature of the committee. If a formal invitation were presented to us, our attorneys have been clear that we will first review my unique role as Vice President of the United States. Under the Constitution, we have a separation of powers. No Vice President in American history has ever been summoned to Capitol Hill to testify before the Congress. But if they present a formal invitation for the committee, I've said we'll give it due consideration.
He made those statements at the Iowa State Fair while promoting Senator Chuck Grassley and other GOP leaders. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Decisions are being made in Michigan regarding abortion.
Abortion remains legal in Michigan for now as a lawsuit seeking to overturn a 1931 ban on the procedure works its way through the courts. A judge blocked county prosecutors from enforcing the law that does not include exceptions for rape or incest and calls for the prosecution of medical providers. The law could become moot this fall as voters decide whether to enshrine abortion rights into the state's constitution. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Islamic militants have stormed a hotel in Somalia's capital, engaging in hours-long exchange of fire with security forces that left at least 20 people dead. The Islamic extremist group Al-Shabaab, which has ties to Al-Qaeda, claimed responsibility for the attack, which is the latest of its frequent attempt to strike places visited by government officials. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm suggested in a recent interview that the United States' green energy push will be the, quote, greatest peace plan in world history.
If we want to be energy secure and energy independent, that means we've got to produce our own energy. My counterpart in Ireland has said that no one has ever weaponized access to the sun. Perhaps a move to clean energy will be the greatest peace plan the world has ever known.
Further along in the interview, she also stated that the increasing oil production is what the administration is calling for right now, but, quote, ultimately we've got to move to clean, end quote. Almost 2,000 workers at the UK's biggest container port will launch an 8-day strike starting Sunday over a pay dispute. This is the latest industrial action to hit the UK economy. The strike comes as people across the UK face travel disruptions Saturday for the third day this week as thousands of rail workers continued a summer of strikes to seek better pay and job security amid soaring food and energy price hikes. Postal workers, lawyers, British Telecom staff, and garbage collectors have all announced walkouts for later this month. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.